Come on down. A large number of very disappointed people would like their money back.
Karma, 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 you come and go, you come and go. Loving would be easy if your colours were like my dream, red, gold and green. It doesn't mean a lot, does it?
But everything
you say is meaningless.
I've been giving a great deal of thought to compost heaps recently, because many people have been saying to me, how on earth do you produce compost of the nice friable consistency that we hear about on radio programmes?
In response to requests from its many fans, let us bring you once again our exclusive recording of two tortoises doing what comes naturally. And when we last heard, they were still very happy together.
For heaven's sake, I wouldn't have believed you could be so petty.
What?
You heard?
I am now minus a front tooth. The stupid Australian dentist took it out instead of repairing it. I said, but I've got a gap. He said, so has Watford, and if Watford can get used to it, so can you.
Look, will you stick it in your trousers now and keep it in there? He's just opened his trousers, he's gone down just underneath the navel, and the face disappeared inside.
There you go.
And there's a slight bulge sticking out where his pocket is. You put him down head first. You're very brave.
Anyway.
Oh, dear.
One luxury that would give you comfort to have with you.
Well, I discussed this with my son.
How old is your son?
He's 10.
Yeah.
And he suggested a car door.
A car door?
Yes, because when it gets hot, I could wind down the window.
Travel, as you know, broadens the mind. Travel also does other things to the mind. It not only broadens it, it sometimes flattens it out and then rolls it up like a Chelsea bun so that you don't know what you are or where you are.
Sir, I am an Irishman who only came to England to save enough money to return home.
And just a final word about coins. I see they're now suggesting a pound coin should not be called a maggie, as originally suggested, but a scargill, because it's rough round the edges, universally unpopular, and damaging to the nation's pockets. And a 50 pence piece could be called half a scargill.
From him and me, good morning.
Enjoyed yourself, Mike?
Not really,
That's
no.
great. So, do you think you've learned anything from us?
One thing you learn very quickly about radio here in New York is
everybody talks very fast
all the time, and in order to say anything, you've got to start by raising your voice so that you drown out anyone else who's trying
well,
to speak.
Well, thanks very much,
and then you
Mike,
just keep on
that.
Going at all costs. Doesn't matter what you actually say, just keep going. When you realise that you're just going to have to stop for breath, make sure you do it in the middle of a sentence, so it's all okay.
Well, Mike, it's